Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, Preacher Dan thumps the pulpit with his fist. His lazy eye rolls to the side of behind his glasses. He barks his message out over us. Happy, happy, happy. Everything is happy in today's Christianity. Slick salesmen all. But if your Christianity is about joy only, or just joy, 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 happy, 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 I have serious questions about it. A hurting, angry man, intent on hurting other people. The wounds of Preacher Dan's family life grate and explode from the pulpit. And the bromides of me-centered commercial Christianity are salt in his pain, an understandable irritant. And yet the Christianity that he howls is also self-obsessed. Self-obsessed in its self-flagellation. We are slime. Who knows if God will elect us to eternal life? We are foul, filthy beings. We have no way of knowing if God loves us or will save us. And the only hope we have is if we show marks of grace, good works as evidence that God chose us. And as a 16-year-old boy, I take Preacher Dan's words to heart. I obsess over my eternal destiny. I worry over every detail of my life. I feel guilty over every speck of happiness and joy. I read my Bible. I grovel on my floor in my room. God, forgive my sins. And when I run out of things to confess, I'm not sure what prayer is for. It's all about me. Me, me, me. No joy. A few months later, I'm driving the pickup as we feed cows in the field, and Pilgrim Radio out of Casper, Wyoming, it crackles through the speakers. An old Welshman is preaching, a recording from the late 70s, Martin Lloyd-Jones. His mellifluous voice rises and falls in waves. Christianity is a religion of joy. It's about the good news of Jesus. And if your Christianity has no joy in it, I have serious questions about your Christianity. I blink. What? Wait, wait, wait. I have serious questions about your Christianity if it's got joy in it. I have serious questions about your Christianity if it doesn't have joy in it. A Holy Spirit moment. Joy. I choose joy. Maybe this evening you're sitting in the pickup with me. Maybe you have in the past. Your belief is orthodox enough. You've avoided the silly bromides of commercial Christianity, the painted on smiles, the avoidance of lament and sorrow. And yet you were still wallowing in self-obsession. Me, me, me. You rehash again and again your sins. Your religion is self-flagellation. You live in shame and feel sorry for yourself at the same time. It's all about you, and so there's no joy in your life. But this evening, the Holy Spirit radio crackles with a mellifluous voice. It's St. John. These things we write that your joy may be fulfilled, filled up to overflowing. All that St. John writes is with the purpose that the children in the faith, his children in the faith, first century Christians and 21st century Christians, might have joy. John is no slick salesman of sappy, sweet bromides, happy, happy, happy. He knows the hardships and sorrows of life. He will spend the latter end of his days on a rock, persecuted by Romans, having strange visions of beasts and creatures. He knows that the world has the spirit of Antichrist loose within it. And yet he writes so that we might be overflowing with joy. These things we write, that your joy may be fulfilled, filled up to overflowing. Yes, the world is a mess, says St. John. Yes, we are a mess. But look outside of yourself. And he points to Jesus. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we saw it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. St. John remembers Jesus. Even now he hears Jesus' Galilean accent slide out over the waters. Children, have you caught any fish? Jesus crouches there. St. John sees him. There on the shoreline, stirring the coals under the spitted tilapia. St. John can still smell Jesus' salty sweat mixed with the tang of the little cakes of bread still also cooking on the coals. And then the joy for Peter. Peter hanging his head. 3 times Jesus asks the self-flagellating disciple, "I'm slime, I betrayed him. Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know I do." "Feed my sheep." 3 times to forgive Peter's 3 denials. 3 times to bring Peter outside of himself into joy. St. John can still feel Jesus' arms around them that day. And his voice sings out over Holy Spirit radio. "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." St. John remembers Peter trying to back out of that joy, trying to bring everything back to himself, to wallow in his own despair. "Lord, what about John? What about John? I mean, why do I have to die the martyr's death and he gets to live until you come back? Me, 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 me." And St. John can still see Jesus grin, a call to joy. "What is that to you? You follow me." Sisters and brothers, this evening the Holy Spirit brings John's radio voice to our ears. If your Christianity has no joy in it, I have serious questions about your Christianity. "These things we write that your joy may be fulfilled, filled up to overflowing." Joy. I choose joy. Through John, the Holy Spirit brings us back to Jesus. We do not find joy, true happiness as the Bible would have it, in self-obsession, whether in fake grins of happy, happy, or in pouting whines of self-flagellation. "I am slime." Because that's all about me, 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 all the way around. We find joy in coming back to the man on the shoreline, cooking the fish, the man who knows our sins, and yet still forgives us, the man who calls us to follow him. The Holy Spirit points us outside of ourselves and our circumstances to Jesus. We only find true joy in knowing that God is with us and for us. Emmanuel, Jesus. And this is why joy can exist in some of the most horrible places in the world. Why it can reach even into the darkness of depression. Because it's not about us. And this evening, the Holy Spirit broadcasts that joy to us. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. He is God with you and for you. Emmanuel. And that is why we can sing in this Christmas season. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.